Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning to you. I'm Ray Dunaway, and you might be.
I might be lost. No, I'm Jody Ambrosio, and we're here until 9 this morning.
Yes, we'll be here. And then Jim Vice.
Jim and Will, and Todd comes in at 3. And our beloved Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, is with us now. There was a story on CT News Junkie that young people are rejecting parties but registering to vote. And who better, Ray, to talk about that than the person in charge?
What she does. Yeah.
Secretary Merrill, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Joe. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, good to be. Well, Ray, let's
get used to it. He's going to be hanging out here for a while.
Yeah, this is the new norm for me. So.
It's much better. It's much better. It's easier on both of us. So, all right. So, you know, quite frankly, has this been, and you've been, you know, Secretary of the State for, a while. I won't say all many years. But the fact is this a trend that's different?
Well, in terms of actually registering to vote, it's enormous. There's a big difference. We looked at how many 18 to 24-year-olds were registering to vote in a two-year period since the presidential election.
Okay.
And normally, I'll give you an example. From 2008 to 2010, we had about 8,000 people register in that age group. This year, these last 2 years, we have 43,000.
Oh, my God.
Registering. Yeah.
Do they realize this makes them eligible for jury duty? Okay. Just
That's a good thing, Ray. So that is truly remarkable. And, there's speculation about why it is. But the interesting thing, and it is a trend. Trending against registering for any party. And that's kind of typical for young people, honestly. But it is increasing. So about 50% of the kids that age register, unaffiliated. Now it's trending up, definitely. It's about 56-57%. But the really notable thing is that how many of them are registering. It's really astonishing.
And you would think, Denise, that if they're registering, they're interested in the upcoming election. But does it necessarily translate to them getting out to the polls and doing their civic duty?
There you go. Yeah. Traditionally, this is the lowest voting group always. And the highest voting group is usually over 60. You can see that. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, they're not paying taxes yet. They don't own homes. They don't have kids. And they're thinking about other things. But I think it seems like there's some evidence that things like the school shootings are motivating young people, and all the activism around that, and college tuition. It's a big issue for college kids.
No kidding.
Because it's really out of control.
Hey, Denise, go ahead, Denise. I'm sorry. You finish up because we like that so thing. So go.
But the part about party is not really surprising because kids at this point, don't really join associations that much.
No.
They're very active on social media, but as far as joining things, even at parties or anything else, they don't do that so much. They're kind of a suspicious group.
Denise, do we know of those 36,000 that have registered? In fact, it's more than that. I'm sorry. It's more than that, obviously. But the fact of the matter is it primarily on college campuses? Because you find an awful lot of people of that age group there. Is it college campuses, or are you seeing it also from elsewhere?
It'd be that big a number. I don't know exactly. But again, traditionally, people, higher educated people, tend to register to vote more.
Yes.
We think that in the country overall, and kind of surprisingly, I have to say, about a third of people who are eligible to vote are not even registered to vote. A third of the country. So, and Connecticut's no exception. Tough to get an exact number because, of course, harder. Right, but that's been the case for at least a decade now. It's not like when I grew up, everybody was pretty much, they thought it was their duty to vote. It wasn't just a kind of optional activity, and that is no longer the case.
Secretary of State Denise Mirro with us here on WTIC News Talk 1080. When people go to the polls in November, Denise, will they find anything different about it?
Not really. Here, we're very, very conscious of security right now. After all the talk about Russian hacking and cybersecurity is a big issue. We are working much more closely with federal agencies, the FBI and the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. In some places, the towns have purchased something called electronic poll books. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in Hartford, if you go to vote, you're going to see a little machine that scans your driver's license and scans it right into the list. Now, they still have to keep a paper list because call me suspicious about these.
No, I agree.
Anything that's connected to the Internet or possible to be connected to the Internet. So we have instructed the towns that they cannot use just that little machine. But it is, I mean, it is a time saver. And, you know, so eventually I suppose we'll have things that are secure enough, we'll be able to do that. But you will see that in some towns, although they should still be keeping the paper list, too.
I think one of the issues here is, you know, when it comes to hacking, once again, I do want to stress that the machines in which you feed your sheet, your paper ballot that you feed in, that's not connected to the Internet. So after the voting is over, then what? You get the totals, whoever's working there, the precinct workers, and then call them in?
Actually, they now take the little ticker tape thing that you get out of the machine. They post it on the wall so everyone can see the numbers. Then they take it to town hall and type it into our new electronic management system. But it's still typed in by hand. Again, we've been very, very cautious about anything going on the Internet.
So that means, I mean, and it's a good thing, but that means the results will be a little bit slower this year.
Yeah, I mean, they always have been. Yeah. They've actually speeded up quite a bit since we have this new election management system, because once you type it in, it instantly uploads to our website. So you'll get it in real time when they type it in.
Denise. And we know you're running to return to the office. If people are interested in getting more information, what's your website?
SOTS, as in Secretary of the State, .ct.gov.
And you're on Twitter. That's tremendous.
I'm so modern.
Yes, you, I know, you're you into are. It. You're good.
You
Denise.
Are. Thanks, Denise. We appreciate your time.
Take care.
Hey, nice to talk to you both.
Bye-bye.
All right, ma'am. Oh, there you go. See
she's
you.
Only been, I thought she'd been longer than four terms. This is just her fifth term
really?
She's running for. Yeah. Took over in 2011.
Because Susan Bisewitz, I think, was before her.
Right. Right. But I looked, when you said that, I thought, I agreed with you, and then I looked it up, and it's weird.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.